Welcome to Watershed's October podcast. My name's Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme at Watershed. The retrospective of Ulrich Seidel is now travelling across the UK and Ireland. The director was here for a week doing press and PR and we got him to do a couple of on-stage question and answer sessions after preview screenings of Import-Export. What was exciting and somewhat nerve-wracking for me about this was that having been raving on about the film for the past year and a half, this is when it goes in front of a general audience and they tell us what they think. You can begin to gauge the response. One of the aims of my job here at Watershed is to put on work which is new, distinctive contributions to the art of film. This can mean that they are out of the majority of audiences' comfort zones. So it was pleasing and rewarding that such a thought-provoking film as Import-Export should be received with positive admiration. The audience at Cambridge Film Festival dived straight in after the screening to find out more from the director about the film. There was no need for the questions I had prepared. At the ICA in London, the Q&A went on for an hour and a half, and that was after a two-hour film. Here in Bristol, the majority of people stayed for the discussion. Those that left, passing the director at the back of the auditorium, praised him for the film. The word masterpiece was mentioned, and I, of course, would agree with that. The interview was recorded and can be viewed at www.dshed.net. What pleased me about the audience's response to Import-Export is in direct proportion to the disbelief at the response of some professionals in the film business. Apparently the film is too tough for some cinema audiences. Imagine the Tate saying that about Francis Bacon. Some press would not interview the director saying he's not well enough known. This is a director whose earlier film Dog Days won at Venice and whose current film played in competition at Cannes. The upshot of all this is that the film will open on only seven prints, which will be a self-fulfilling argument to the he is unknown criticism. Let's hope some of the film journalists get it and back it. But it opens the same day as Brideshead Revisited, and I suspect that is the kind of safe cultural choice the various editors will get behind. Let's see on the 3rd of October when Import-Export opens. I referenced Russian director Alexander Sokurov in trying to find a parallel for Ulrich Seidel. Sokurov's new film, Alexandra, opens this month. It is a quite beautiful lyrical meditation following a grandmother who visits the military base in Chechnya where her grandson is stationed. Her maternal presence shows up the machismo posturing of war and poignantly reminds you of the simple but powerful ties that bind. In a recent interview, Sokurov said that art prepares us for the acceptance of our mortality. I've got a hunch he may well be right, and we'll explore that further in future programmes and podcasts. He also said quite forthrightly, and I paraphrase, cinema has the aggressive ability to help people adapt to the fact that they can kill others. Some directors aestheticise this, he continues. A filmmaker who shows a person killed on screen commits a public crime, and Sokurov believes it should be banned. It is a thought and debate which goes to the heart of cinema as entertainment. When you think of some of the images that are offered up to us as entertaining or thrilling, it's a complicated one. Is that Peckinpah and Eisenstein damned with the same criticism as Tarantino? The counter-argument is that it's only a film or that we are intelligent enough to distinguish between real life and fantasy. But interestingly, Sokurov says, help adapt. I'm sure this is a debate that will rumble on. Alexandra opens Friday 24th of October. Italy is reasserting itself on the feature film front after an erratic absence. Two films open this month at Watershed. The first, Gamora, which I suspect Sokurov might not approve, is about the Mafia. Most Mafia films I have seen are by Americans and invariably romanticise and indeed aestheticise both the Mafia and Italy. Gamora, directed by Matteo Garrone, defiantly defies the romanticisation to tell a terrifyingly real story. The other film, Quiet Chaos tells, indeed, a quieter but no less profound and thoughtful story. Starring Nanni Moretti, it is a remarkably dramatic opening and consequently revolves around a businessman who, once he's dropped his daughter off, stays in the park opposite her school to wait for her to finish. Through this, he rediscovers the importance of relationships in the minutiae and milieu around him. In effect, the whole world is in the park. It is uplifting, warm and wonderful cinema. As Sakurov says about Alexandra, we should all hug our grandmothers. So you leave wanting to hug Nanni Moretti. I look back at my Berlin Film Festival blog where I first wrote about Quiet Chaos, and I still agree with what I said then. See the original before the American remake. Gomorrah opens on Friday the 10th of October. Quiet Chaos opens on Friday the 24th of October. That's all for October. See you in November.